We are holding Daf Nunches Amar Aleph. The new parak. The Mishnah says, Kodshei Kedoshim, a korban of an oile, a chatas, an osham, Kodesh Kedoshim, Sheshochton Bresha Mizbech. Let's say they made the Shechita B'dieved on the top part of the Mizbech, a Resha Mizbech. The Chetchilu we know is supposed to make the Shechita on Sofen, on the north side of the Mizbech. What's going to be there if they made the Shechita on top of the Mizbech? So Rabbi Yossi says, Kilu Nishchatu Batzofen. Yes, the Shechita is still kosher, it's considered like the Shechita was done with Sofen on the north side of the Mizbech. However, Rabbi Yehudi says, it depends. That Michatzi ha Mizbech Balat Sofen Kitzofen. You divide the Mizbech halfway. The half part that's towards the north side of the Mizbech, that whole half is kosher for Shechita of a Kurdish Kedoshim. Mashenke in Mechatzi HaMizbech Voladorim, but the half of the side of the Mizbech, that near the south side, Kedorim, is possible, it's not fit to have a Shechit of a Kurdish Kedoshim there. It's considered like the Dorim part of the Azara. And therefore, in Echnami, for Shlomim, it would be kosher. But for Kurdish Kedoshim, it's possible. Now, we'll do exactly what the Machlokes says, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan said, Omar Hoye Rabbi Yossi. Meaning to say, Rabbi Yechanan says, this is like Rashi says, Gemara Gomel Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan had a Kabbalah, that this is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. That Omar Hoye Rabbi Yossi, that Kule Mizbeach Bitzof and Koi. The Mizbeach Achitz in itself, the whole Mizbeach, was on the north half of the Yazara. If you divide the Yazara down straight in the middle, so on the half that's towards the Tzofen, it's called Tzofen, the whole Mizbech is on that side. And that's the reason why he holds in the Mishnah that if you make a Shechita for Kodesh Kedoshim on top of the Mizbech, it's kosher. Because the whole Mizbech is considered on the Tzofen side. Umay Kilu, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Kilu Nishchatu B'Tzofen? In the Chur, it's Mamash on Tzofen. So what's the Lashon of Mishnah Kilu? The Rashi says, Savadi B'Tzofen Nishchat. Should have said better? It's sort of like the Shechita was done with Tzofen. So Moshe says, yes, the Chiddush is, because otherwise, Mao, the time I would have thought to say, Binu Na Yerach. If Shechita, you have to have it on the side of the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach, but it has to be a Yerach on the side of the Mizbeach. For Lekka, now that you're on top of the Mizbeach, you do not have the side, Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush that no, still it's kosher, still it's okay. So, Malay Reb Zeir Rabasi, so Zeir now said back to Rabasi, Elamayat, like if so, if this is the Pshat, Elamayat, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says his Chiddush, that half of the Mizbeach is called Sofen and half not, so you want to tell me, Hochinami, according to Moshe, you have to say, the Chetzi of Bitsofen, the Chetzi of Bedorim, that exactly half of the Mizbeach was on the Sofen side of the Yavoro, and the other half was on the Dorim side, it's not Mistavro. So Moshe says, no. Maybe you want to say yes, Enochnami. According to the base of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the Mizbeach, like the middle of Mizbeach, was exactly the middle point of the Azara. And therefore, the Tzofen side is considered on the Tzofen side of the Azara. Maybe you want to say, Enochnami, if that's the way it was. I, if you add to the Amrit, you yourself are the one that said, Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Moi de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees, Shem Shochat Kinegdon the Karkab Sula, if they make the Shechita on the floor of the Yazara, right opposite that part of the Mizbech, it'd be Psula. In other words, according to Yosef Yehuda, that he says half of the Mizbech, the north side, the north half of the Mizbech, is kosher for Shechita, it's only if you mamish on top of the Mizbech. Let's say they come down to the floor and make the Shechita on the floor of the Yazara, opposite that half of the Mizbech, it'd be Psula. The question is why? If you're telling me that half of the Mizbeach is really on the Tzofen side of the Azara, Sani Kaku also opposite that side, that space, should also be called on the Tzofen side. The mice sits on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, it should be Kshera. So why do you yourself say that it's Tzula? So Chutz Mashma, that the whole Mizbeach is not on the Tzofen side, and it's only a special Heter on top of the Mizbeach. So only on top of the Mizbech is it kosher, so at least the half part towards the Tzofen. And not on the other half, but on the floor would be Psula. Or Malay says it back to him, Hochi Kama Rabbi Yechanan. This is the way Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan said that Shneya Mikra Chadoshu. That really both Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda dashed the same pasuk. And like Rashi says, like Omalei, now this is Rabasi, that Hochi Om Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan before, what he meant to say, when Yechanan before said, Oim Ahoy Rabbi Yossi. So the pshat from Yechanan is not that it's a Mishnah, but Rabbi saying over Kabbalah from his Rebbe that it's a machlokes in a pasuk. Nenachanami, the actual Mizbeach was not on the tzof inside of the Azara. But the reason machlokes is, had a dash in a pasuk, if on top of the Mizbeach itself is kosher for a shchita of a Kurdish Kedoshim. That's the machlokes. But the pasuk says, the zavach to olov is oilosecho v'yeshlomecho. You should be zavach, you could shech mashma on top of the Mizbeach. A carbon oil and a carbon shlomin. So Rabbi Yossi holds that this pasuk means to say, kulali oila, the kulali shlomin, the whole mizbeach, any part of the top of the mizbeach, is kosher both for carbon oil, for kodesh kedoshim, and it's also kosher for carbon shlomin. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, chetze of the oila, the chetze of the shlomin. Only half of the mizbeach is kosher for carbon oil. And here, the other half is kosher for korban shlamin, but not the whole thing, because if Yosef Yehuda holds the yis agudai, if you're going to tell me and think the yis agudai toch kula loyla kosher, that the whole top of the mizbeach is kosher for shchita of a kodesh kedoshim. If so, hashta kula loyla kosher kula l'shlamin miboi. Like, what does the pasuk have to say? There's a vach to olav es on the sech of yeshlamecha. What do you have to have the pasuk mechlat to say geshech? Yishlamim on top. The chub pshita, madach is kosher for kodesh kodoshim, pshita is kosher for shlamim. So alamai, the pasuk must be teaching us, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, know that only half of the mizbeach is kosher for korban oila, and the other half is kosher only for korban shlamim, for kochim kalim. So more says, like what's that in Rabbi Yosef? V'idach, the other one Rabbi Yosef holds, it's rechnal, still I need the pasuk. Even though according to Rabbi Yosef, the whole top of the mizbeach is kosher for korban oila, still I need this pasuk that says there's a vach tolov es on a sech of yeshlamecha v'idach is itzrach, because otherwise salkut ayat achamina would have thought to say oiluhu tidochek leimokim in oila taka needs place avu shlomim bledochek leimokim ey maloi, let's buy a korban oila, it's a kodesh kodoshim, it could be shkit, it could only be on the tzofen side of the mizbeach, so it's not anywhere. There are special places where yes, so therefore it's dochek, maybe you don't have enough room there, therefore there's a special heter, you're also allowed to make the shchit on top of the mizbeach. Avo shlomin, but a korban shlomin, which the shchit is b'chol mokam b'yazoro, so therefore the loy dochek, loy mokam, it's not dochek, we don't need a special place. A maloy, maybe there's no heter to make the shchit on top of the mizbeach. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush according to Rabbi Yosi. The chiddush is that not only a kodesh kedoshim could be done on top of the mizbeach, but who adin a kochim kalim could also be done on top of the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, "Gufo what we just said before, that Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan." Back it, Rabbi Asi says over, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Moed of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda himself admits, "Shem Shochaton Kinegdem Makakav Sulas," that the shchita were done opposite the mokum of the mizbeach on the karka of the azara, that would be psula. That's not really considered tzofin of the azara, and that mokum would be possible to make a shchita. So malay ravach and medifta ravino, my chineg the mekarka. What do you mean to say opposite the mizbeach on the karka itself? So Rashi says alekal lefrushay chinegdon beritzpa le mizrach hamizbeach. You can't say that it really means on the east side of the mizbeach, or my rov or us on the mountain side of the mizbeach. The imkem lehevi kashi milso to the basim liel. There wouldn't be any question. The miracha lekla menov. Left on the base of Yehuda chati mizbeach on the vitzofim. The afilu tzofim nami posel on the base of Yehuda. The afilu semach lechais lazara tzvani posel. The moshe mekneged zovis on mizbeach tzvani lemizrocha. As the coin of Yosef Yehuda Shita, he holds what said it tzofim. The mokum where you can make a shchit of the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's exactly the north side of the Azara from the Mizbech itself. It means draw a line from the top of the Mizbech, the Marav side of the Mizbech, and draw a line on the bottom on the Mizrach side of the Mizrach directly to the right side, to the southern side of the Azara. Only that box light right opposite the southern side of the Mizrach itself is a kosher. But on top of that or on bottom of that, it's possible. So what's the chiddush with it? The Yosef Yehuda says Shimshachton Kinegdu Makak of Sula. If Kinegdu would mean further up, Marav side, or further down, Mizrach side, Pshitit Psula. Even if the Mizbeach itself would be on the southern side of the Azara, so what? Even on the southern side of the Azara, it's only the exact opposite of the Mizbeach that's kosher. So my Kinegdu on the Karka. Elam, if you want to tell me, I'm a Yisoid, it means the Am of the Yisoid. And I'm a Soivev, that's what it means, Enechnami, on the southern side of the Mizbeach itself. Kinegdim Bekarka, meaning the Yisoid itself, the first Amma of the Yisoid, or the first Amma of the inventions of the Soivev, that will be possible. For the Gemara, why? Haigufa Mizbeachu, that's Mamas part of the Mizbeach. So just like you say, on top of the Mizbeach is Kosher, for a Shechitas Kodesh Kodoshim, Pshitahu Adin, on top of the Yisoid, or on top of the Amma that indents by the Soivev. For Yoid, also, my connect the makarka. What the chad does it mean? Connect the makarka. And the chur is not called on the karka. That's also called on the mizbeach itself. Fichtaim, maybe you want to tell me, the yovad mechilas the karka, that they made like tunnels under the karka. Fishach at boom, it's under the mizbeach, there's a tunnel. And in the tunnel, that's where they made the shchita. So mamash makarka means directly underneath the mizbeach. That's where they make a shchita that'll be possible. For the Gemara of the Chi, Hai Gavno, we have a Mizbech, is the Chal, the Mizbech, Kosher, in such a way, where you have Mechilas, if you have tunnels underneath it, V'atani, we don't like this, the Gemara later that says, the Pesach says, Mizbech, Adomo, Tassali,